This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of the Chihuahuan Desert. The past, it's famously been said, is a foreign country, but the deep human past is better described as another continent. We humans have had the same traits and abilities for abstract thinking and sociability, for creating art, music, and dance for at least 50,000 years, yet most of that story remains a mystery. Archaeologists work to push back that frontier, to map the unknown continent of the prehistoric past. It's not easy. Time has erased and buried the most ancient evidence, and though our Paleolithic predecessors almost certainly knew as much warmth and laughter, as much curiosity, wonder, and danger as we do, their traces were light. Finding them requires both rigorous science and serendipity. So it is at the Genevieve Likes Duncan site on the O2 Ranch south of Alpine. Archaeologists are digging there this summer, seeking insight into the Big Bend's Ice Age inhabitants. From Marfa Public Radio and the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter.
Hell of a lot of manual labor at both of these. Yeah. I don't know, there's some t-shirt wisdom there somewhere. Paleo-Indian archaeology ain't for the faint-hearted.
That's Brian Schroeder, director of Alpine Center for Big Bend Studies. He and center colleague Erica Blecka are coordinating a team at the Genevieve Likes Duncan site, or GLD. It's Memorial Day, and they're midway through a 20-day excavation. The site is laid out in 1x1 meter grids, and beneath the imperfect sanctuary of shade structures, crew members dig the rock-hard ground with pickaxes. They place the dirt in buckets, which other volunteers run through 1/8-inch screens to recover tiny artifacts like bits of bone or flakes from stone tool-making. The crew includes UTEP students, local volunteers, and archaeologists from Kansas University's Odyssey Project. Odyssey is dedicated to seeking out Paleo-Indian sites, particularly those of the continent's oldest identifiable culture, the Clovis people, who lived more than 13,000 years ago. And GLD is a promising candidate, Blecka says.
So we know that we have the Clovis Age dirt, and we know we have Clovis artifacts at this site. So we know that they camped here, we just don't know exactly where they camped. And sometimes it takes a lot of excavation, a lot of poking holes in the ground to really find out where they were.
GLD's discovery speaks to the role of serendipity. In 2010, O2 ranch manager Homer Mills was exploring an arroyo that had just been carved by flooding when he noticed charcoal in the newly cut banks. He contacted the center. The charcoal was an earth oven where ancient people had slow-roasted agaves, converting the otherwise inedible plants into food. Ultimately, archaeologists excavated multiple earth ovens here, the oldest dating to 11,000 years, the late Paleo-Indian period. GLD is near the confluence of Terlingua and Davenport Creeks, and across thousands of years, the site apparently drew people as a place to camp or congregate. Work at GLD was wrapping up in 2020, but then a volunteer approached Schroeder with an object he'd found in backhoe dirt.
He came over and said, "Is this anything?" And our jaws hit the ground. Like, "Where did you find that?" And he said, "I found it over here in this pile of dirt."
It was a Clovis preform, a spear point in the making. Most Clovis finds are at kill sites. Spear points are found among the bones of mammoth or other Ice Age quarry. But this find suggested GLD was a campsite, where Clovis people lingered and made tools from local stone. Rolf Mandel, the Odyssey Project's director, is a geoarchaeologist, specializing in linking soil layers to time periods. In the deep strata at GLD, Mandel identified a Clovis Age soil. The team now knew that Clovis people had visited GLD and in which layers to look for their artifacts. Rather than ending work, excavations here will continue through 2023. There's no guarantee of success.
It's a crapshoot. I mean, it's a real potential that even with all of this effort, we won't find anything. Clovis. These sites are incredibly elusive.
The work is slow and sweaty as the crew digs down toward Clovis layers through more recent Paleolithic deposits. But there's a boost at midday.
Holy cow! We found a late Paleo-Indian thing!
We actually are point-plotting.
We're doing something!
Brooke Gerdes, a UTEP graduate, has found a tool, sharp-edged, fashioned of local stone. How was it used? To clean hides? To prepare agave for roasting? Prehistoric artifacts always raise more questions than they answer. But suddenly, the Ice Age past is not just an idea. The Big Bend's deep human story becomes vividly present. Nature Notes is supported by the Shield Airs Foundation. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. I'm Dallas Baxter. Thanks for listening.